both of these ideas have an assumption. And the assumption is that the Afghans are one group and the enemy that we're fighting is some different group, mm-hmm. and that they're discrete.
Yeah.
And actually...
They wear different hats or something.
Yeah, they wear different... They're just different people. There's a group there that we can actually fight and destroy, and mm-hmm. then Afghans will be safe from them.
Right.
But actually, I think there's a continuum of culture in Afghanistan. And at the extreme end of reactionary, rural-based, insurgent Afghans, at the extreme end, they are lots of people there who believe all the, passionately believe what we would call the most regressive kinds of things. You know, they really believe women should never be out of the compound, men should dominate, the most... extreme idea about the Sharia, the Islamic code, should be what governs the country. Heads should be cut off if this and that, apostates should be killed, thieves should have their hands cut off, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's people who do completely think that that's the way. And then there's people who believe a lot of that stuff, but not all of it. And then there's people who believe all the social stuff but aren't willing to say we should be cutting off heads. And then there's people who, it just sort of shades down into gray, and mm-hmm. then it shades up into the other end, which is secular suit-wearing people who believe that development is good, girls should go to school, we should be friends with the world, et cetera. And I don't think there's a line there. And I know that there are people... I think many people, for example, here would say, men should have only one wife, and that should be the family unit, and that's the modern way. And, girls should go to school, and they should be able to date and come out and be lawyers and doctors. And I know people in Afghanistan who deal with Americans. They sell, high-tech equipment, they import it and distribute it. They believe vaccines and vaccinations are a good thing, and so on and so forth. And they have two wives, and they live a life in the village that responds to the old ways. And they really believe that their girls should not even think about trying to become lawyers or doctors because their work is at home. And they're not terrorists, and Americans work with them. And they don't see that those people have different tendencies and cultural ideas in themselves.